I'm starting to feel like we should just start doing pre-show banter for the Patreon people, okay? Let them hear our real secrets before we start recording.
Yeah, you got to pay for those. It's like OnlyFans.
The thing about it is, when we be like talking during pre-show, that part is better than the part we release, dog. That should be
that is the greatest podcast.
Because after 100 some odd episodes, I finally learned I shouldn't say women's names on this podcast. Mm-hmm. See, it took me a while.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But pre-show says everybody's name.
Yeah. It took you a while and a lot of editing from Ben.
Oh, thank God for Ben. Ben saved my marriage in Haiti. Hey, Shushu, how are you? I know you're listening, Shushu. Last night, didn't sleep.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Thank you for that plus, by the
song
way.
Of the week.
Thank you for that.
And y'all, I'm going to give that fuckboy some credit. Success put me on to that shit.
Mm.
Oh, did he?
I'm going to get that fuck. He put me on.
That's a real nigga. Right?
Success
or real. Shout out Success.
He's in Atlanta. He's going to hear Big Boy first. Yeah.
Shout out to Success.
Was he like, yo, plus, you gotta hit this?
He just sent it to me because he knew.
Oh, he knew.
He knew.
He knew it was one.
He knew.
Man, wasn't we just talking about Sleepy Brown prior?
Yep.
I think we were.
Now you're listening to NDO Podcast.
That's beautiful.
Ladies and gentlemen,
<It's fucking> beautiful. Every nigga. Hey,
just go ahead and do your thing, plus.
Bitch, little bitch, we some niggas with a pin. We some niggas with a pin. We some niggas with a pin. We some niggas. With a pen, nigga 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 with a pen, nigga. I know some niggas and they got a pen. Bitch, you need a pen, come and get them for these niggas. Bitch, you need a pen, come and get them for these niggas. Bitch, you need a pen, come and get them for these niggas. Hey, me, Chris, Ricky, Benny. Real niggas that we never acting friendly. Smoking 90 doobies and we potting. From the slap a bitch like Dennis Rodman. From the ring rings like Jordan. Then I'm gonna fuck your whore then. Fry shit like Billy Corbin. And I'm bringing Biggie Smalls like The Warning. Sipping on that yak, ho. Better get off my back, ho. Keep my bitches on track, ho, and you can catch me with a fat, ho. Laptop in my lap, ho. You already know it's Mac, ho. And don't get slapped, ho. NW ho back, ho. Ooh. Ricky in this bitch. Situation getting sticky in this bitch. Got your lady getting frisky in this bitch. You think you won't, but she will in this bitch. Hey. We got Benny in this hole. Hey, we got Minnie in this hole. We shooting Nini in this hole. Benny in this hole. We got Chris in this bitch. Bunch of nigga in his lips in this bitch. We stay with the shits in this bitch. Load enough 40 clips in this bitch. Hey, we got plus in this hole. Got these hoes riding bus in these hoes. If you let me, I'm gonna bust in these hoes. You know me ain't got no trust for these hoes. Okay, I'm done. I'm finished.
Album coming.
I swear,
tonight.
Album
bitch.
On the way.
Tonight, bitch.
That was well done, though, Plus.
Finally, The Rock has come back. Finally, he's back.
If you smell.
I smell what he's cooking.
Finally, The Rock has come back. To vegetarian delight. In the millions, in the millions of hell, what Chris is cooking.
Celery burgers.
The most electrifying.
The most electrifying chef in all of vegan entertainment.
Hey, you know what always bothered me, bro? It's how still the niggas laid on the ground while he did all that shit for the people's elbow.
Yeah.
The nigga did the bitch. He ran to one side. I'm like, all this time, the nigga's just dead.
while you're bouncing. He did all of this, ropes.
Took her elbow pad off, ran from side to side,
jumped over,
give you a weak ass elbow, jump on the top of the turnbuckle, then grab the mic and start talking about shit. You still dead?
Hey, that's what I love about wrestling, right? It could be a regular move. Like, his regular move could be a punch, but when he does a special punch, it's the same punch, but niggas backflip different.
So you can get up from a chair hit from the top of the head. But you can't get it from a little elbow.
But once he puts you in this move, that's it. Is a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Because if you want to be real, a DDT is just a backwards Stone Cold Stunner.
That's all it is.
Okay? Absolutely.
All right? That's all it is. And when you DDT that nigga, he bounced right back up. Yeah. But when you stunner him, he's stunned.
Knocked
he's
out.
Stunned. It was one time so bad, Stone Cold gave a nigga two stunners. After the first time, the nigga was woozy, and Stone Cold went like this to him. And he gave him another one, because he was stunned.
I remember that shit. He didn't go down.
You have watched Stone Cold kick a nigga, then stun him for 15 years.
Come on, bro.
You would think, once you see the kick,
now I go like this.
Why would you lead on
the lead for him?
That's what he wants.
If he sticks his middle finger up at me, I know it's coming. Kick to the groin. My neck is going down.
There's literally a nigga in the corner loading up his beers.
Come on, bro. Literally. Taking them out of the box to throw them to him.
There's a nigga holding seven beers. Get ready to throw. You know the end is coming. Defend yourself.
Come on, bro. Why are you leaning forward?
You know the end. I still never understand why. Motherfuckers let The Rock whoop their ass in a full Versace outfit. Versace dress shirt and Versace.
This nigga slid during the people elbow one time.
I still don't understand how the pedigree even hurts.
I don't get it.
You falling on your face.
The face plant?
Boom, slam to your face.
You know what? Maybe because I always seen him put the nigga's faces high enough where only his knees hit the ground.
That's what I mean. Like, it's not supposed to hurt.
To me, it looks like he gets hurt more than them, like his knees. Like, I'm like, bro, your knees.
That's why he's not wrestling anymore.
Bro, I don't get it.
Fucking Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
When I found out that was what Triple H meant, I was so disappointed.
I was, what the fuck?
I was so disappointed.
How long were y'all niggas watching wrestling? That's how he came into wrestling as Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
He was supposed to be like a bougie guy from the UK.
UK, yeah.
That was his first character.
Oh, but when he turned to Triple H.
Oh, yeah.
It was all about the game.
Start a fucking Stephanie McMahon.
Time to play the game.
Power move.
Niggas was telling niggas to suck it.
Suck it.
Shouts out to X-Pac for no reason, bro.
Yeah, man.
Shouts out to Road Dogg for no reason.
The X-Factor was a nice
finishing move. Mr. Ass.
The X-Factor is a finishing move.
That's a finishing move.
That's a finishing move.
Take your face and plant it to the fucking ground, nigga.
And then, yeah.
Fucking suck it. That nigga was fucking China.
I'm sorry, Ben. Start the show.
Sorry.
God
fucking
damn.
WWF geeks over here. You can tell who played SmackDown.
I know who was wrestling in the hallways in Little
School. Yeah, nigga.
Okay, real quick. If niggas was wrestling in middle school, then who was the wrestler you emulated?
Oh, The Rock for me. I was The Rick.
I was giving niggas the X Factor.
Because I was big and fat, I was the big shit. I was choke slamming the fuck out of niggas.
You know Loki who had one of my favorite finishing moves? Two people. Kurt Angle, the Olympic Slam, and fucking The Undertaker, the American Badass. We had the last ride.
The fucking tombstone is remarkable.
Yeah, it breaks niggas' neck.
You turn a nigga upside down.
And break his neck.
And you land on his face.
That's a move that can kill somebody.
And then you cross his arms to kill him.
It ended.
Flip your hair back.
It ended Bret Hart's career.
Yeah.
Owen Hart died, but it ended Bret Hart's career.
The Hart family just didn't have a great run in wrestling. They really didn't have a great run.
They were another bad end.
Yeah.
They did not have a great run. Shouts out Eddie Guerrero, by the way.
Yeah.
And Rey Mysterio. Mexican.
Oh,
wow, man.
Rey Mysterio, that was my guy.
That was my guy.
I used to try to imitate all his shit.
I used to love how the Rock used to go after that nigga, bro. It used to be funny.
Latino Heat.
All right, for real now.
Latino Heat.
Start the show. Okay, one more time. Booker T calling Hulk a nigga is the first.
That nigga. And he immediately realized he made a mistake.
Yo, immediate regret.
It's the funniest shit I've lost.
Ben put me onto that shit, bro.
Oh, really?
Ben showed me that shit when I was at work.
It was so funny.
Me and Ben watched that video for 4 hours. Okay? We saw it during lunch. We got back to work and watched that shit for 4 hours. Hulk Hogan, I'm coming for you, nigga.
Oh, my God. Hulk Hogan, I'm coming for you, nigga.
He was really lost in the character.
He knew. Because he was with next to a white girl. It was all bad, bro.
It's the ooh.
And secondly, you have to understand, this gives me a different kind of appreciation for the kind of actors they were.
Yeah.
That means that all that shit we saw was live.
Right.
Fact.
Right.
When The Rock was talking shit backstage.
Live. Freestyle.
One take.
Live.
When Stone Cold was, goddamn son of a bitch, yeah. Give me hell yeah.
Yeah.
One take. Live crowd.
That's just nuts.
No room for error. And if you fucked up, Vince McMahon didn't let you get no more live takes. It was yeah, no more promos.
Nope.
It's funny as fuck, bro.
Y'all remember Sexual Chocolate?
Yes.
How did you
sexual
forget?
Sexual Chocolate, bro. Mark Henry's fat ass.
I just remember that. Hey, it would be quiet, then you hear.
y'all remember The Godfather? With the whole train?
Yes.
I know it's a terrible stereotype.
But horrible.
None of this shit would fly in
2020. None.
Always the most raggedy of
hosts. Wrestling was the most racist shit ever.
No, that shit was crazy.
That nigga say, roll up a fatty for this pimp daddy. Tell him that pimp daddy's That's what he said.
Remember when D-Lo Bryson walk his fat ass down the ramp with that fucking neck?
Stupid neck. No. They did all the black characters really wrong.
Oh, all of them terrible.
Roll up a fatty for this That was your catchphrase? How you as a black man, how could you look at yourself in the mirror
That's not the title.
Anyone, roll up a fatty for this pimp daddy?
Yes.
Please, God. Okay. How many words
roll
is that?
Up a fatty for this plus daddy.
How many words is that?
It's a long ass
title.
But it's funny as fuck.
I'm thinking about fucking Farouk.
Oh, fuck. Why were all the black wrestlers trash, dog?
No. Farouk didn't fuck. The Acolytes were a tough tag team group.
All Farouk said was, damn.
I can't think of no more black guys.
I always thought that nigga
Nation
was,
of Domination?
Nation I of got domination. Him confused with, what's the other guy, man? The actor. The actual actor. Fuck. James Earl Jones.
Mufasa?
Yeah, I used to always get them confused
really?
As a kid. Yeah.
Ha!
I was a fucking kid, nigga.
Sure, okay. That's fair.
Yeah, Virgil from back in the day.
I don't remember Virgil.
He used to run with Ted DiBiase.
Okay, I was watching wrestling that long.
He was a nobody, too.
He was a nobody.
He sucked.
He was just a dancing black guy.
Nigga, I thought Rikishi was black, and I was so happy till I found out he was like Hawaiian.
You see that Hawaiian ass nigga?
Yeah, man.
All that ass?
Okay. All right, Ben, start the show.
Thank God.
Fellow niggas and niggettes, welcome back. This is the NWO podcast, formerly known, well, not formerly, but officially known as the Niggas with Opinions podcast.
TM. So everybody here petty. Just making sure.
Real niggas.
Just making sure we all petty. Yeah, big TMs on you, fuck niggas.
Yeah, nigga.
Big TM.
Official on these niggas.
Big trademarks. Big filings on you, niggas.
Yeah. If you ain't know what that meant.
Take that.
I'm 1/4 of your host, Benesee. Take a shot of me, and I'm joined by my brothers in Buffoonery Plus.
We some niggas with paperwork. You know what it is?
Ricky the Prince.
Yo.
And the Vegan Trap Lord.
Okay.
How niggas feeling good?
Man, I feel.
You know what the nigga said? We got paperwork. Yeah, we feeling amazing.
I'm not going to lie. The way I feel, because we were here for too long talking shit, I'm going to crash somewhere through here.
I had a first, like a funny first initial question to ask the group. If you could describe how you're feeling or describe your day in the fashion in which Donald Trump speaks, how would it go?
My day was terribly, terribly good. It was terribly, terribly good. It was really awful. Bad things happened. I loved it. It was great.
For me, my day, nigger.
Yeah. That'll work.
Ben, you're cooking, okay? This is a great question.
I was gonna say something to the lines of, you know, my day's been going okay. I'm just tired of all the bills that I have to pay. I'm paying millions and millions of dollars. Billions and billions.
Fucking God.
You know, yeah. Xfinity, they're doing a good job. They're doing an okay job. But they could bring the prices down just a little bit.
But you know what he always says? He always signs up for the anonymous cosign. People are telling me, everybody's telling me Xfinity's great. People are telling me the scientists have said it's great. The experts, everybody's saying that it's great, so I believe it's great.
The numbers.
If you're looking at it, AT&T is losing. Their AT&T's rates are going down, but Comcast, steady rising. We're the best.
Fucking Trump is a joke. This thing is a joke, bro. Like, you can't help but laugh at that nigga, bro. He's a joke, man.
Fucking presidency's a joke.
Like, see, like, he's that makes him a little harder to hate for me. I love all things funny. And I be trying to look at this nigga like, but like, I look around like, is nobody seeing him wing it? I know what improv looks like.
No, that nigga's fucking wing it. Okay?
I've been on stage making up shit before. I'm familiar with what your eyes
you
look
know how
like
I know
when you're winging it.
I used to be part of the debate club, and I know. President's law, they have niggas who write these speeches and shit. Not one time since the niggas been on campaign for run for president till today has he looked down at anything.
Never looks at
never
the
one time.
Those niggas must be pissed
there's
on
nothing,
the sideline.
There's nothing to look at. This is a man that speaks with confidence. He looks into the camera.
You remember how Barack Obama would like take pauses? You know, there was a sense of order.
Yeah.
Whenever he spoke.
Yeah.
Man.
With Trump, he just off the cuff.
Obama knew how to appease to a black audience. He talked like a preacher.
Nigga, Trump be up there partying. That nigga ain't giving no speech. He up there talking. He's chilling, talking shit.
He's a spit. Whatever comes to
barbershop talk to. That nigga don't give a fuck.
Whatever comes to mind.
You also got to understand that niggas have the burden of being exceptional. Right? So, like, Brock couldn't come in there.
Yeah, he couldn't come in there half. He couldn't do half the shit.
He ain't had that luxury, bro.
Nah, hell no.
And I'm glad he didn't. Because we would have a lot of shit to defend if he did.
Oh, thank God, right? All we got to defend is that fucking suit. Yeah. That's the only blemish, that fucking tan suit. And it was swaggy, in my opinion.
And all the bombings of innocent countries, but we ain't got to get into that.
They're dangerous. They got guns that we gave them. You shouldn't have had them.
He gave it to him.
No one ever says that.
No, he definitely gave it to him, but you should have put it down. I should hold that AK. I feel threatened.
I give you a million AKs.
I feel threatened. Bombs over Baghdad.
Don't touch it.
Hey, Andre told you, don't touch the banger unless you're trying to bang. Boom, bombs over Baghdad. Okay. Bang. And don't even pick up the banger unless you're prepared to hit something. Boom, bombs over Baghdad.
Bang, bang.
Okay. Andre told us, don't fuck around. Don't get, ain't that a word? Don't get the banger unless you're prepared to bang.
Listen, yeah. Obama and Chief Keef are from the same city.
Obama's over Baghdad. That's how
Obama over Baghdad.
Nigga. Obama is the title, no? Obama.
Obama. Okay, all right. Okay, I see what you got to
so
do.
So the
here.
YouTube viewers will see praised, that plus
they
just regurgitated all
funny.
His drink back into his cup.
I couldn't hold it.
I don't care. I just want to say that.
It was going to go down the wrong.
So the audio listeners.
I don't want to say pipe.
It's guts.
It went down my other esophagus. And then
pause.
Esophagus? It has to be paused?
Yeah. In 2020 it does.
When did this happen?
You got
the
two.
The
kids, bro. The kids
why you
make
got
you pause
two?
Everything.
Why you got two?
I don't need that many throats.
No.
Right.
Yeah.
One. You're right.
And you didn't have to say esophagus. It's like, nigga, like, it's all you.
Esophaguses.
Esophagi.
I like it, okay?
Esophagi?
Esophagi.
Because I like, literally say, esoft a guy.
I want to spell the G, yeah, the guy, not G-I,
yeah.
But G-U-I.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Y'all niggas are too creative.
Ricky fucking dropped this shit in the group and I loved it, right?
Fuck me.
It kind of lends to Ben's question. It says here that on the Joe Budden podcast, they were asking each other, which basketball player would you compare yourself to in terms of potting, right? And I thought that was interesting and funny. So I'm going to let you start, Rick, because you heard their fucking episode.
I would compare myself to LeBron James because I do it all. You know what I'm saying? Bring that energy. You know what I'm saying? Clean up the glass. I play defense. I score. I assist.
I'm saying, I'm glad like, you're on my team.
There's not one thing that I can't do or that I don't do. I'm not willing to. I'm a team player, bro. I make sure my niggas shine. You know what I'm saying? I catch alley-oops. I throw alley-oops. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing I can't fucking do. But guess what? I'm on another pod, so I go from team to team because I need other niggas to help me win. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch. He's a bitch.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. LeBron's a bitch, so am
okay,
I. So,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Two pod.
Okay. I just want you to know that. I just want you to know. I'm going to say this on record because I don't give a fuck. This is the Heat. Storm Surges Cleveland. I'm just keeping it a buck with you. I'm getting 1,000 with you right now.
Man.
Okay? You're definitely a Cavalier when you're over there. Tell the boys that I said it.
The boys definitely tell me, hey, the energy's not the same on this one as it is over there.
Tell the boys I said it.
You be turned up over there, but you be real quiet on this one.
I'm definitely Shaq. I'm sloppy and dominant. Okay. Okay. I'm going to bum rush shit. I'm going to score high points. And I could really kill this shit if I applied myself. Fuck it. I'm really good naturally, so why even try?
That's funny.
Why am I going to study tape and research subjects when I'm this good? Fuck it. I'm going to come in there, bloom, 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 and hang out on the weekends. Okay.
And get nice. Gout.
Get gout. And do fucking Sprite commercials on my spare time. Yeah. I'm going to Disney World.
And Icy Hot commercials.
Or maybe Paul Pierce. Because I because
no, don't say Paul.
I get this shit done, but it's not pretty.
You just don't. You have you, like looking at you. That's true. I get the you job don't done. Think that he can do that.
You're looking at me. You don't think I'm ready to like, I could do 34-6-6.
No, that's a fact.
But
that's
I got 34-6-6 in my pocket.
Easy. Ain't gonna win a chip.
Flim flam flum.
You gonna win a chip too.
I wanna hear what Ben's gonna say, because I have an idea of who Ben is in my head.
Oh man.
But I wanna hear him say it first.
I know what I would say if I was him, but I'm gonna let him say what he's gonna say.
I actually had a hard time with this. I think I don't know. I think I'm gonna go with Klay Thompson. Mm.
Ben could start a whole podcast on you niggas by himself, but he's being a team player. That's what he just said.
I was gonna go Steve Nash.
Mm. Steve Nash. Why? No,
I say
because Klay Thompson. On any given night, you gonna give niggas the assist. You don't need the spotlight, but you can still win the MVP.
Okay.
Over all Kobe right. And over Shaq and over LeBron. You can still win MVPs.
Okay, so that's not too far off
without from being why flashy.
That's not too far off from why I was picking Klay Thompson, because his game isn't pretty. But on any given night,
he could get done.
He could bust you over the head for 36 points in a quarter.
And he could leave the team and win a championship by himself. I don't think y'all are listening to me.
Ben let niggas know he don't need him. I don't need you niggas.
I was going to give Ben Kawhi because he's the silent,
the silent killer
that does everything.
Yeah. He's the okay? silent killer that does everything.
Ben is touching knobs. Ben is potting. Ben is Googling research.
Yeah, Ben's doing it all.
Plus, and Ben is getting drunk.
Plus, fuck what I said. And that's the answer.
Like, when I saw you, Kawhi was clearly the answer for me.
Fuck what
and
I
not
said.
To mention, Ben goes to pee and no one notices.
Okay.
And then nobody notices.
Ben doesn't feel the need to make us comfortable.
Okay? Yeah.
Ben's going to answer the question how he wants.
Yep.
He's going to take his time.
Yep.
And when he's done, he's done. Fuck it.
Yeah. You get what you get, nigga.
That's the fucking answer.
I bet you this nigga say Kobe.
I got Chris too, but I want to hear what he's going to say.
Watch.
I'm trying to think right now of like a volume shooter. I'm going to say Westbrook.
Let me tell you.
Not Michael Jordan?
You don't.
I kick Michael Jordan's ass.
The reason why not, you're not greedy like Westbrook.
You're not.
You're not. A selfless player. I was going to give you fucking Rodman or J.R. Smith because you're unorthodox. You fucking put them hoes up and you give a lot of yourself.
I like J.R. I like J.R.
Fucking of course you like J.R. Volume you shooting Hennessy guy.
You know what?
I don't give Harden.
Chris is the most optimistic guy I've ever met in my life. And that's how J.R. Smith plays. Because there's not a shot that he don't like.
He doesn't believe he could have made. Yeah.
Exactly. Remember when he drained that fucking three when he was falling out of bounds? He ended up sitting in the stands?
Yeah.
Why are you taking that shot? A fadeaway from half court.
If you ever zoom into J.R. Smith after he takes a bad shot, somebody looks at him like, what the fuck are you doing? He was like, what do you mean what the fuck I was doing? Yeah. Like his face is like, you don't think that was a great shot?
I could have made that.
About.
Just like when Chris looks at us when we think he's crazy for saying he'd beat Michael Jordan, like he thinks we're crazy. That's the same look J.R. Smith has on his face when he takes that bad shot.
That's J.R.
That makes sense.
We're nailing it tonight.
Mm-hmm. We nail it every night, nigga.
You're Earl,
nigga.
Yeah.
And this nigga's over here is definitely what the fuck. What's the nigga name I'm looking for here?
Dwayne Wade. Do it all. Don't need no nigga. Don't need no nigga to carry me.
What's the nigga name? Dexter Pittman.
Dexter Pittman.
That guy was the fucking
bro. That's the worst thing.
Fucking Greg Oden.
I'm a bust.
This nigga's thinking of the worst heat players of all time.
No, he's just saying you're a bust.
Fucking Eddie Curry over here.
He's calling you a bust.
You call me a fucking buzzer,
fucking,
pump.
Fucking Michael Beasley.
Oh, shit. No, you know, on this podcast, I be feeling like Mario Chalmers. This nigga's big three always yelling at me and shit.
That shit was still so disrespectful. Is he still playing?
Hell no.
No, overseas, I think he is.
Damn, bro.
Remember we saw a nigga at Euro?
Yep.
Bitches ran to this nigga. I'm like, yes, Mario Chalmers? Really? Yeah,
championship ring.
He nigga with two rings. You crazy?
Really? I was just like, okay.
He nigga, two rings and a check. He could easily be the richest nigga in the club on any night.
I was there with a chick and she ran. I was like, oh, shit.
You just have a conversation with her. Like, and she walk off mid-sentence.
I'm like, damn.
Like, hey, Mario Chalmers. Is that
okay. That's what we doing, Chalmers? All right.
Sure. Okay.
Call money.
Speaking of the club, anybody here ever got thrown out of a club before?
Oh, come on. Come on.
A couple times.
Why?
Damn, a couple?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the worst reason or the most egregious reason you got thrown out of a club? Let me go with the word egregious.
One was very, one was embarrassing, and the other one was like,
I used it right.
It was a fight, basically. So, you know, you're going to get thrown out after a fight break out. But it was, that happened when I was in high school. I was in like probably 11th grade. There's a huge fight in the club. Everybody's fighting. I'm just trying to defend myself because everybody's swinging on everybody.
No one wants to talk about Chris being in the club.
At 11th grade?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Cool. As long as no one wants to discuss it.
Y'all didn't have
he's Jamaican. It's normal.
Okay, y'all didn't have it. It was all age club.
Not even. Well, I don't know if it was all age club. I just know like all the local high schools. It was a spot that if you was in high school, you could go there. The party ended probably at like 12, 1 o'clock, right? But you could slide after the football game where everybody gonna chill at, go vibe up, party, dance.
I remember what I was
a saying. Lot of shootings and fights broke out.
It's
after
like
that
Ben,
shit.
Like for us, Jay-Z Hall. Mm-hmm. Parties, yeah.
Do kids still have like all age clubs? I guess how the fuck would we know? If you
we
know
wouldn't know, yeah.
I guess if you know you're a pedophile, I guess that was a pedophile.
Definitely yeah,
we
not.
We would not know.
You guys,
right now.
You guys definitely passed the weirdo test. What if a nigga say, yeah, Tootsies, I'm 54th.
Every Tuesday.
What would you know?
They're like, why do you know that?
Damn, Robert, why
come
you know
on,
this?
Rob.
Come on, Kels, why you know that?
Robert.
Come on, Kels, you need to chill.
It's not a fiesta, bro. You got to chill.
Shout out my cousin David. Him and his friends do this shit where they call each other Kels. It's
I weird. Thought he was going to say, shout out my cousin Rob. I was going to say,
whoa. I was saying, whoa, my bad.
Why are we shouting him out?
What up, Kels? I mean, I got thrown out definitely once for trying to touch a stripper in Georgia. I've said that story here before. I've been thrown out because of my friends fighting. I've been thrown out because my homie had a misunderstanding with the stripper. He heard 15 when it was 50, and he couldn't cover it. I couldn't cover it. So we got thrown the fuck out.
You didn't know Ricky at that time, did you?
Yeah.
You going to pay for it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just ask Chris.
That's part of my payment plan, bro.
Imagine this jackass getting three dances that he thought were $15 a piece.
They were $50 a piece.
After you tell the nigga no, and he still does it anyway because it's his birthday. He doesn't listen. But I got thrown out the club. I was at KOD for a Rick Ross album release party. It was KOD's. You know, money was flying everywhere from the ceiling. I can't explain to you how much money was flying around. But anyways, the money was touching the ground. I said this on this podcast before. I was scooping the money up. I put the shit inside of my jacket, and security caught me. Next thing you know, both my arms were being grabbed by big-ass security niggas. They threw me on. They literally threw me out of the club like how Jazz used to get thrown up by Uncle Phil.
Get the fuck out of it.
And I scurried off into my car, and I paid my car insurance the next day.
That's a good little hustle, though, bro.
I'm like, I think I made like almost $280 that night.
And women, like strippers especially, try to shame you and call you a broke nigga. I don't know.
I didn't give a
I don't know
fuck.
Why you think I'm ashamed for picking
But the thing about it is, blowing money fast was being played. So everybody's eyes was on Rick Ross and the strippers. No one was paying attention. I literally thought, no one's looking at me. So I'm there with my cousin. I'm stuffing my fucking pockets. Guy. Next thing you know, big ass niggas grab my arms. Like, fuck. All right, man. All I kept thinking was, please don't ask for the money. Please don't ask for the money. Please. They threw me out, whatever. Another time I got thrown out was at the Hard Rock, me and Amos and a bunch of my homies, we got in a big ass fight at Griffin at Hard Rock, and we got banned from Hard Rock for like a year. That was crazy.
How do they enforce the ban? Like ID swipe?
The ID shit, they pretty much have the ID, and then you go to swipe your ID, they won't let you in because you have a ban. But yeah. Niggas fighting and shit. That's why you get, you know, thrown out of the club. It's an embarrassing
thing. I got thrown out of the club for being too drunk. It was, I don't have no idea why he was there, but Ray J was there. Right? Ray J was hosting the club. And, yeah, man, I had like 4 too many drinks. And Jesus. It was blackout. Like, I was throwing up, blackout throwing up at that. And then on top of all the throwing up I was doing, I woke up the next morning in my car, in my dog parking lot, and Broward County was knocking on my door. Like, hey, you all right, man? I was like, yeah, bro. I've been up for like 4 days, dog. I'm tired. I decided I was going to sleep before I drove.
A beautiful lie out to sleep.
Bro, I remember getting thought. I said the story when Jude was here. Shout out to Jude. Cocky Glock.
So chitty chitty if bang you need bang. Any,
if you need to get your gun license, make sure you holler at you.
Cocky firearm Glock. Safety courses.
Yes, sir.
If you're uncomfortable with the firearm, my dog will show you what time it is. He'll show you how to dismantle that thing, put it back together, cock your Glock, then pop your Glock. You know what I'm saying?
Call that man at 786-315-3546. Lum Lum. That's 786-315-LUM, 35LUM46.
Chitty chitty bang bang, so nigga.
I was at this party, this club, whatever, and then this girl grabbed my dick, and I was very, very mad about it. So I was causing a scene at the fact that she grabbed my dick, and the security came and threw me out. And then Jew was telling me, like, the reason why they threw you out is because you the dude. Like, I don't give a fuck if she grabbed you, nigga. So, yeah.
Don't be no bitch.
Yeah, you ain't no bitch. Yeah, so.
They don't want you here in the first place. Yeah, exactly. Too many niggas here anyway.
Exactly. So, yeah.
For me, I've never gotten thrown out, but I definitely removed myself from
the club. I can't see you being thrown out of a club for anything less than being overcharged at the bar.
Ben threw his fucking self out the club. You heard
I
him?
I did. I threw myself out because. There was this one time, I'm just chilling at the crib. I'm guessing Ricky must have been busy or maybe working at the time. Reggie hit me up. He's out with his homeboys at Euro at this event called Uno.
Are you with the young niggas?
Yeah. So I get sucked into it. I'm like, all right, man, I'll hang with these young niggas. Man, I'll show them a thing or two. See, what I didn't understand is that the reason why they call the event Uno is because all drinks at the bar were $1 up until 1 a.m.
Shout out my dog, Leighton Forbes.
That's crazy.
You was the one that put us on that shit.
That's my homie, Young Star, on Instagram, yeah, man. Star. If you on Instagram, follow Young Star. He be doing his thing with the videos and shit. But that nigga had one of the, like, the most lit parties of, I want to call it from, like, 2010 to, like, 2013, 2014, bro. Yeah. Every single time we did that party, like, that shit went nuts.
Vibes.
Crazy.
And it was
shout out my nigga Young Star.
Because niggas was in that back
Star room, ENT. That
back bar getting lit up. Yeah. So I joined in. You know,
the back bar was where it's at. Right. Yeah. There wasn't no line.
Yeah. No line.
No line.
So I get
imagine.
There, I'm buying up drinks. You know what I'm saying? I'm buying up drinks for myself and for everybody that was there with us.
Cause plus, when you go, it's like the first hour, they doing like beer for an hour. So you don't need to slide early.
Yeah, that 11 right? o'clock is
then,
beer.
Then sure. The next hour, they do like vodka. So yeah. You still don't want to slide too early. Man. You see, when we pull up to that bitch,
about 1 o'clock, it's
Hennessy for an hour, nigga.
Hen dog.
At the dollar?
Dollar.
Niggas is going crazy, bro. Even you want some Hennessy, my nigga? I got you right now, bro.
If you water that bitch down, you still.
You going to die.
We just ordering the shit straight. No chase.
You don't need it.
Man, bro, everybody. I'm on the fucking round, nigga.
You see how we go out now, right? So imagine everybody going out. You got the first round. You got second round. You got third round. You got fourth. Bro.
It's just $10.
We're going nuts.
Cause now when we do that shit, the shit for a round is 40-50 bucks.
Boy.
Back then you go order a round, you paying $10. That's maybe $10. That's if you try to impress some bitches.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody was cashing out them nights, nights.
So then you were hopped up on dollar drinks.
Hopped up on dollar drinks, buying drinks for myself, for the crew. We having a good time. So I end up posting up against the wall after a while, and I fall asleep for like 5 minutes. And then I get woken up by the security guard. He tapped me hard as fuck. Felt like a fucking punch. Big ass nigga.
You probably did.
They're like, yo, man, you can't do that here, bro. You can't do that. You
can't. So I'm it's like, a fuck, fucking club.
Can't rest here, nigga. You can't rest here, nigga.
I'm like, fuck.
It's not that type of nightclub, man.
You can't do that here, dog.
Need to go night club, nigga. So I'm like, it's okay. One night in nightclub.
I told him I'm straight. I do like how the fucking football players get hurt on the field and they're on the stretcher and they give them a thumbs up. I gave the security guard a thumbs up. So after that, I kind of like find myself nodding off again and I'm like, dog, this can't happen. So I go to the fucking bathroom and I take a nap in the stall. So I'm like, hey, I wanted to stay out so bad. That's what I did. Crazy.
Right. Instead of just leaving.
Instead of leaving.
The thought is, let me go take a nap in the bathroom. I'll come out better.
So, I literally told nigga when he got home.
Because you know there's no re-entry, so you can't go back to the car.
Go home, nigga.
It's over.
There's no re-entry, bro. You can't go back to the car.
Your body is begging for the end of your day.
So after the fucking nap, I walk out of the stall and I fucking stumble. And I'm like, okay, all right, fuck this, man. I'm going home. So I walk to my car in the garage and I didn't even get a chance to turn the car on. I fell asleep for like the next 2.5 hours.
It was good, man.
It was a good sleep though, wasn't it?
Yeah. It was amazing.
The confusion when you wake up.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Yeah. I'm still here?
I'm really out here like this?
I felt like I was in like a, you know, the fucking post-apocalyptic movies where you wake up, where the character wakes up and there's no human life anywhere.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like.
Because you was in an empty parking lot.
It was an empty motherfucking parking lot.
He's the only one there.
Is this real?
Yeah. Did I get left behind in the rapture? What happened?
All right. Fuck getting out. What's the stupidest reason you weren't let into the club?
I wasn't let into the club?
Yeah.
Man, fuck Playhouse to this day. Because they don't want to let me in because of my turban.
What they said?
Niggas said, I can't let you in with that on your head. I was like, all right, bet.
What? Was he like, no hats?
I don't know what the fuck the rule is, because niggas was walking in with hats. But it was something about my turban that. Playhouse in South Florida. If you live in South Florida and you party in South Florida, yeah, fuck them niggas, man.
I remember I was 20 years old. Well, while we at it, fuck KOD. I'm glad y'all closed, bitches.
Bitch ass niggas. I'm glad they turned y'all niggas into a Cadillac dealership.
Cadillac dealership.
Whole ass nigga.
I was 20 years old.
I'm not.
Overpriced ass bullshit.
It was 11:30. 30 minutes before my birthday. No, that's a lie. It was a day before my birthday. That fuck nigga won't let me in. I wasn't 21. I was like, bro. My birthday tomorrow, bro. Fuck with me. Like, nah, bro.
Can't do
that, bro. You big bitch.
Big
you
bitch.
Big dumb bitch.
You big security t-shirt wearing bitch.
There I am.
I'll see you tomorrow, nigga.
I'm in a full fucking suit. I done told motherfuckers I'm celebrating here.
Yo, bad.
I'm yo dumbass bitch.
Yo, bad.
Pussy ass hole.
Yeah.
Fuck ass bitch.
See you tomorrow.
I went back tomorrow, though. I did.
Yeah,
puss
yeah.
That cracker.
Yeah, nigga. Tomorrow, nigga. What's up? We don't know if you the Fez, nigga.
So dumb.
We don't know if you a secret shopper, nigga. Get your ass out of line, nigga.
Secret shopper.
Get your ass out of line, nigga. Oh, it just happens to be your birthday tomorrow and you want to come to King of Diamonds?
Wouldn't that be the great gig?
Come on, nigga.
You're going to be an undercover spy at KODs. Oh, honey, I got to go into the gig today.
That nigga said, it ain't going to be me. You ain't going to get me.
Secret
you get
shopper.
Harry, but you won't get me.
Secret shopper?
Secret yeah. Shopper. Yeah. Not provocative, but we could maybe he'll do it.
You guess the people going.
I guess for me, it would have to be fuck Blackbird and Brickle.
Turn up, fuck them.
Fuck them because I wasn't able to get in because I had on joggers. You know, they were jeans.
Oh,
drop crotch pants at that. They were jeans, jean wash, and. They turned me away just for the pants.
Fucking bitches.
And I feel like.
I know why. I know the real reason.
Because if a white boy had come in there with them, you know, they're cool. But when you come in there with them, they look hip hop.
I'm a hip hoppity guy. Like, I'm one of those rapscallion guys.
We don't like that hip hoppity shit here. All right? It's too much rap, if you know what I mean. All right, it's really hip hop.
Too hip hop. It's not the NWA. It's not an NWA music video.
Come on now. What do you think this is?
All right, B.I.G. Tupac.
I remember the first time I tried to go out when I moved to Florida. Because I'm used to being, I'm in high school, so I'm used to being able to go out on the weekends and shit, like to clubs. So when I moved here, niggas was telling me, like, bro, the only type of, like, you got to go to the city, like, a drive to go to the club. I'm like, all right. Finally get my license. I say, boom, I'm 18 now, I'ma hit it. Try to, what club was that? 90 Degrees? Is it 90 Degrees?
Yeah, 90 Degrees, yeah.
It was somewhere way 90. Off in the fucking boondocks.
Or it might have been, what's the Spanish?
Rendezvous.
Or Rendezvous,
yeah. Rendezvous was a thing, right?
Yeah, Rendezvous was definitely 21.
Yeah. I think it was Rendezvous. So I'm thinking, like, boom, I got my shit. I'm ready to slide. I pulled up. First thing, the nigga looks at me. He's like, you can't get in here with shorts on. And I was fly as fuck. Everything was, bro, this, you know when this was. This,
yeah, the crease.
You had to match. Like, your shit had to overmatch.
I think it was all in blue.
Your shit had, your shoes had, like, if you had a pattern on your shoes, the pattern had to match your belt or some shit. Like, you had to get extra with the matching.
The shoelaces match the stitching in your shirt.
Some shit, some wild extra
matchy,
shit.
Matchy.
My nigga, the stitching in my shorts was the same color pattern as my shoes.
He was in that bitch looking like Young Dro.
This nigga was hating, my nigga.
Leaning in that bitch.
Bro, when I tell you I was so mad.
Why that nigga curse us out so bad about him being in polo? You know, why you spending all that money? In the beginning of the song, he opened the song. Bitch, I stay in a polo, fuck nigga.
All right.
Yeah, okay, all right, you got it.
No one said you didn't, bro.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
You were saying something, Chris. I forgot.
Me too.
You were fresh as fucking them shorts.
Yes, the fucking shorts, my nigga. The shoes I had on was like some $200 underground sneakers. Like, niggas was hard to find these shits, right? Them shits was matching the shorts, and I had on a fucking polo t-shirt. So I'm like, nigga, I'm good, nigga, I'm sliding. This nigga said, nah, you can't get in here with shorts. I was like, damn, bro, for real? Like, seriously?
You don't fuck with my legs like that.
Like, it's not. They was long shorts at that. So I'm like, my nigga, like, they not even that short.
I can see your outfit, bro. I can see it.
And I was like, all right, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to go grab some pants, nigga. Went back to the house. Grabbed the pants. Slid. Let me see your ID. Oh, man, you got to be 21. Man, I wanted to fight this dude, but I've never really been a big person in my life, and this dude was huge.
That's so funny, bro.
That shit made me so mad, dog.
That you went home to get the pants thinking, okay, I'm going to really do it up now.
Nah, I didn't think I was going to do it up because the pants threw off the whole outfit.
You were semi-fresh now. You weren't clean.
Yeah, nah. I was there. I would have been in the background at that time. At that point, I just really wanted to go because I had already set my whole mind on being in the club for the first time. So I was like, man, I gotta be there.
Like, when you're 18 in Miami as a man, like, the options are super limited because most of the parties when you're young are 21 for the guys, 18 for the ladies. So niggas is like, bro,
all the bitches you want is gone to the party.
It's just 3 years.
You stuck at home.
And you stuck walking around the Hard Rock. Trying to make your oldest homeboy get everybody drinks. Shit, tragic, bro.
Shit, you know, you go in that bad fucking way. Where do you find a new piece?
Or you be stuck at, you could always go to Boulevard.
Them chongas was always
young chonga bitches, man. I want none of that shit, bro. Man. All the bitches lying by their age. No thanks.
Catch a case in the Boulevard. You'll catch a case in the boulevard. You gotta relax.
A bunch of young Hispanic women lying about their ages is not a good recipe. Don't do it. Okay. No. The judge's name is Jimenez. You will fry.
Fry.
Bro, have you guys fucking seen Alex Penelas? Okay. I thought that guy fucking like died.
I haven't heard that name in years.
So long. He's back.
Doing what?
Running for mayor.
Oh, fuck him.
The judge?
Shit. No, the nigga was mayor like a maybe a decade ago.
Yeah, yeah. Alex Penelas, bro.
He was this young, spry nigga who was supposed to fix Miami and bombed.
He was terrible. He's crying again.
He's 20 years older.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, Trump is inspiring everybody, my nigga.
It's a real, if he could do a kind of attitude. Nigga, I'm smarter than that.
Facts.
Look at this shit. Ricky, what's the best piece of advice you can give somebody in about to head into a long distance relationship?
Don't do it.
Abort, bitch.
Take it from me. I did it. It's don't do it. It's very, very hard, man. It's extremely difficult. I had a bad experience with it as far as like not seeing that person, and it just caused a lot of issues, a lot of problems.
Anybody here ever actually go through with FaceTime fucking?
I've never done that.
Explain this.
Never done
it. It's what you think it is.
FaceTime fucking.
Okay. It's looking at each other masturbate. Exactly what you think it is.
Yeah. No,
and using your imagination.
Phone sex with FaceTime.
Oh my gosh, it sounds awful.
It's the worst.
I always thought phone sex was dumb. I would do the FaceTime sex thing as opposed to phone sex. I thought that was a stupid thing.
Idea. Because you know what? I would feel so dumb if the person on the other side wasn't participating too.
Yes.
I can't get into that, dog. I can't get into that.
They're just like, they're washing their feet saying, oh yeah, I would just feel so dumb.
Now I'm rubbing my clit. Oh.
The whole time she's eating chips.
Yeah. Like, and what's that crunching sound I hear?
Oh, that's my pussy.
That's my fucking crunchy pussy.
It's so crunchy for you, baby.
My pussy. It's crunchy. Crunchy puss.
Yes.
Oh, he took his headphones off. Hey, we're cooking, guys.
Can we do it's so crunchy for you, baby?
Yes, dude. It's so crunchy for me, baby.
That's the one, guys. It's so crunchy for me, baby.
Why would you want that? I just imagine
Crunch Pops has to be the fuck crunch whatever the crunch what is it crunch cereal what is it what the fuck is crunch
Captain Crunch
Nestle Crunch Nestle Crunch or Captain Crunch Captain Crunch or something has to be the fucking
no
look at my fucking white Toussaint Louverture
Captain Crunch cuts the roof of your mouth cuz
oh shit yeah man don't.
But bro, that shit is the word. But like, when you're long distancing, you have to FaceTime sex. Mm-mm. Or at least give it a shot.
Or send videos and shit like that. It's just.
I have definitely skeeted on my own screen before.
Buy a plane ticket, man. God damn.
I've done that, but not with FaceTime sex.
Every time you want to fuck.
Why didn't you just buy?
I've done that watching porn.
You go and you fuck for. You go for 3 days. You fuck for 3 days and then you go back to work, man.
We go where?
Every time you want to fuck?
No. But how many times do you really need to? If you're in a relationship, right? You need to fuck every day? No.
A long distance relationship? You want to fuck every day because you're not with the person, nigga. That's the problem.
So you telling
me
fuck
being around somebody makes you hornier? That's nuts.
Kinda. That's a.
That's the whole thing, bro.
That's really fucking crazy.
That's what makes it crazy.
Try to guess these nuts, bro. Yeah.
So dry dicking ain't fun, my nigga. So,
nigga. I tried to come back.
I tried. Dry dicking ain't fun, bro.
Dry dicking ain't fun, bro.
So fucking either once or twice a month is too little.
That's horrible.
And see,
what
the fact that the relationship niggas are asking me this with uncertainty, I don't want to share the fate. Of course it's unacceptable. I'm not an animal, but you're going to fuck me more than twice every 30
Come
days.
Come on, guys.
Okay?
That's Come what on. I
signed but up it's for. Not twice. You're fucking, you're going there for 3 days. Sorry. You're going to fuck 70 times, and then you're going to go.
And then tomorrow when you get horny, then what?
Nigga, you should be dead sore by tomorrow.
If you fuck 30 times in 1 weekend, it might as well just be one big
fuck. It's one big fuck.
It's one big fuck.
One big fuck.
It doesn't count.
It's a big fuck.
Because it's still satisfied. If we fuck 3 times or once, I'm still satisfied for this moment.
That's it. That is it. My drive home, I'm horny again.
What the fuck is going on?
I know we can't use this as a title. I know we can't.
Big fuck.
One big fuck.
One big fuck. We can't if we put an asterisk on one and somewhere in the fuck.
It's definitely going on a t-shirt though.
one big fuck.
Yeah, it's one.
No, it is, bro. It's a weekend of fucking is one big fuck.
Yeah. I just wanted to, you know, just give the listeners more clarification as to what you meant behind that, because I'm on your side. Once or twice every 30 days is ridiculous. I'd lose my mind.
Especially if we're talking about like long distance where I'm in Miami and you in like Tampa, man, listen, on one of them nights, I do the fault, okay? I will pull up. But if I'm in like Miami and you're in like Montreal, hey.
Yeah, man, kiss my ass, bitch. We ain't doing no fucking wrong. Sorry.
Oh, Canada, ho. Yeah. I'm straight.
Eh?
Yeah, fuck that. Fuck that. Fuck
like
that.
To fuck, eh?
So.
I didn't meet anybody who talked like that over there.
Okay. So it's bullshit?
I didn't meet anybody who said A after their sentences.
I didn't know that was a Canada thing.
I've been to Montreal like maybe 5 times.
So it's all TV bullshit.
It's TV bullshit. Or maybe Toronto. Because
that's probably what it is.
Because Montreal is French as fuck.
Mm. True.
All right, so Ben, Chris, advice for long distance relationship? Come on, spit it out.
Nigga, don't get into nothing you can't manage, cuz. If you need to fuck every day, obviously long-distance relationship wouldn't be for you. But if, you know what I'm saying, you could fuck in increments, like, you could fuck 10 times here, chill for 20 days, then go back and fuck 10 times
wherever you are, God, good for you. I can't do it.
I wanna be where you are.
That's why that long-distance relationship for me didn't last. 20 Ain't days? No pussy? Not I.
Not I said the beaver.
Not I said me dick. Go ahead, Ben.
That's such a funny fucking children's story.
Beaver?
No, that chicken making that fucking bread. When he asked for help, everybody was like, "Not I."
Not I.
And then when he got his bread, niggas was like, "Yo, give me some bread." He was like, "Nah, bro. Remember, not I, little bitch.
Not I.
Not I, nigga.
Ain't no I in bread.
Fuck, not I.
No I in share, nigga."
That's so great.
I guess I would tell that person to be mindful of all the times that you're horny and you may, you know, step outside, you know, to, you know, get your shit off one night. Just know that she may be feeling the same way, and she may have, or if already have done that. So just be mindful. Just be careful.
You only beat your dick so much, though.
So Ben is saying if you're in a long distance relationship, just cheat because she cheating. I agree.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying just be open to the idea, man, of it.
We hear you loud and clear. We understand what you're
saying. Be open to it.
You're saying cheat, and I feel that.
Because she already cheated.
Twitter is showing me something different, man. Twitter is showing me something different, man. Real, they're just as horny as we are, man.
Real life showed me something different, bro. Mm-hmm.
Twitter and life.
Twitter is like, Stop that.
My advice for any nigga going into a long distance relationship is don't put yourself in situations where you can get jammed up, because when you're on edge already and you're unfucked and you fuck around and end up hanging out with somebody you're attracted to, you're asking for trouble, buddy.
Let me tell you this, fool. Like, hey, fool, if you guys was dating and it ends up going the long distance route, end that shit, bro. Cause just end it, bro. It's not gonna work. I'm sorry. I'm not even gonna lie to you. It's not gonna work. There's no way in hell.
It can work as long as y'all okay with fucking other people.
she just never finds out.
Because the it's a possibility.
The two parties don't find out. That's how it works.
But no, I'm saying the fact that there's a possibility is going to weigh on somebody's subconscious. All right, so
go for it. I mean,
You in a relationship with somebody that you're like, all right, look, as long as when I'm here, you're about me, then when I'm not here, you do your thing. Just don't do nothing that's going to blow up in my face.
Where are those queens sold?
I don't know, but I've seen them on
Twitter.
One of the niggas that got caught, and I thank God for it every day.
Captain. Where the fuck are the queens with hall passes?
I've seen them on Twitter.
Where Captain. Are the at least he comes home to me queens? That's what I'm looking for.
They're all over Twitter.
They don't exist.
I'll come home.
They're all over Twitter.
It'll take 2 weeks, but I'll come home. Man, the fuck?
I don't let the tweets fool you, bro.
I'm a little vacation. I like vacations.
That's why I said, let me be quiet, bro.
Yeah, don't let the tweets fool you, cuz. It's a lot of cap on Twitter, bro.
They got executive accounts with Liz, bro.
What I hate most about Twitter is the bitches that be on Twitter talking, like, trying to uplift motherfuckers and talking shit, and you be the biggest.
The biggest one. Come on, cook.
You be the biggest whores, the biggest sluts. You know what I'm saying? Like,
are you slut shaming, Ricky?
I'm not slut shaming. But don't be going there talking this shit, bro, when, like, you talking down on the life that you actually living. I could never be a bitch like, no, you are the bitch.
Who's slut shaming?
You are the bitch. Trust me, I know. You are that bitch you're speaking down on. That's you. I did that to you. What are you talking about?
I came on your face.
To watch people that you know talk crazy.
You got to let them cook, though. You got to let them live. And that's it. Like, yo, bro, like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Like, do you know what you're talking about? Niggas know you're real.
A lot of the time, people don't.
Like, no.
They just be winging it.
Some niggas shouldn't have Twitter, man. Like, niggas be going crazy. Niggas, too. Like, niggas be on there talking crazy. Like, bro, what are you doing, dog? Like, why are you talking like your future on Twitter when bitches be doing you crazy?
Captain America ass nigga.
Oh. Captain America.
You don't get bitches, nigga. What are you talking about?
Captain Planet.
And it be goofs retweeting these niggas, bro. Like, oh my god,
Captain
bro.
Crunch ass niggas, man.
Back to the crunch, man. It's a lot of crunch out here, bro.
El Capitan ass niggas.
It's a bunch of crunchy ass niggas and a bunch of crunchy ass pussies out here, bro.
He's a multi platinum capper.
Yeah, a multi platinum capper, bro.
Capper of the year.
Capper of the year.
Like fucking Colin Kaepernick over here.
Colin Kaepernick, nigga. Damn. Fuck.
Cap really is a beautiful, versatile word.
Big cap.
It's one of the best slangs to come out in the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree.
Don't get me wrong. New York niggas. And what's the shit they say? Fuck.
New York niggas slang changed with how they change the way they talk.
But dead ass has really made an impact.
Yeah.
Okay. Dead ass has made. It's here, and it's them.
Dead ass and Tim's are synonymous.
And like the dead ass community is strong.
Mm-hmm. Dead ass.
But goddamn Cap, Atlanta got one.
Cap is, that's the one. Everybody says Cap.
I knew it was something when it took over the way Florida spoke. Like, the way we talk out here is so different from anywhere I've ever been. Once I heard people from here start saying Cap the way they do, I'm like, that should mean something.
Because typically these niggas are like, their slang is impenetrable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Florida niggas have spoken how they've spoken for a while.
Since slavery.
Like, honestly, the slaves here in Florida called each other's jit.
Yeah.
Honest to God, okay? Yeah. No, it's not honest.
Jitterbugs.
It's not.
Jitterbugs.
You want to fuck with the woo? No. You want to fuck with the woo?
I don't want to fuck with the woo.
You want to fuck with the woo? Oh!
Oh! Oh!
No, it's not a drink.
Oh!
Take leesies, guys. Okay?
You see the shirts? Speaking of taking leesies, niggas, make sure you guys go to our website.
www.nwopod.com.
We got hella stuff on there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Brand new merch drop.
Ben been cooking crazy. We got Ricky cooking crazy now. Man. I done cooked up some things.
I don't know how to cook.
So. And you know what? I'm going to officially put the word out there. What do y'all want to see? What do y'all want from us? We'll try to create it. We'll get it done.
What you bitches want from these niggas?
Somebody let me know. Hey, speaking of which, how you guys feel after the math from After the Math?
After the Math. After Shady the math. Records.
After the aftermath of the Snoop DMX battle. What was that like for
you guys? I think it was really good, bro. It was a really good battle, man. Like I had DMX getting killed in that battle, but I knew when Snoop started playing his heavy shit early, I was like, all right, this shit has they were in cahoots with the playlist.
Of course.
Because Snoop could have annihilated this one. Because he didn't play Sensual Seduction.
He didn't play that.
He didn't play
he had a song with Charlie Wilson that he didn't. Charlie Wilson and
Beautiful.
JT.
Beautiful. I just want you to. Did he play Beautiful? He played Beautiful. He didn't play Drop It Like It's Hot, nigga.
Wow. Wait,
did he? I don't remember hearing it.
We didn't.
I don't remember hearing Drop It Like It's Hot.
I didn't watch the battle. Mm-hmm. I watched the whole thing.
Murder Was the Case.
He played that. He played his heavy hitters, so much drumming and LBC is kind of hard being Snoop D or Double G, but that was like one of the second or third songs. I thought he was gonna end with that shit. Like he started off like it was like 8-1 like to start the shit off, but then DMX started coming back. It was like, all right, this shit was scripted like a motherfucker. They sat down.
My boo-boo about to have my baby. This shit is.
I think it was very people nice to see DMX in that type of space though.
He
put on a lot of weight.
But to see him like that though, it was good to see.
It was nice to see him like that.
Yeah. Come on, who really has the 6-pack from 20 years ago? That's an old ass man, bro.
Not saying he was gonna have a 6-pack, but DMX always been like a skinny dude. Like he was he's chunky.
He was sitting down a lot.
The old ass man, bro.
He's chunky, bro. Hey, Snoop was older than him. Snoop was putting on a show. No. That's another thing about Snoop. Like Snoop put on an actual show, dog. Like Snoop was a performer.
But Snoop has never stopped working.
That's because he's seen that DMX wasn't gonna do nothing but sit down.
Yeah, Snoop was performing.
Nigga was rapping. If both of them were sitting down, it's a whole different version.
A lot of Snoop and Chris, though.
I didn't even see that Snoop had to overcompensate. I didn't even peep, but yeah. You're absolutely right.
Imagine.
He had to do a little more so that...
DMX looked like he was about to pass out there. Like, when he actually got up and tried to perform his songs.
Yeah. It looked like it was too much.
And it was during the end, he was, like, trying to freestyle. It was really bad. Like...
Oh, DMX?
Yeah, it got real bad.
After the prayer?
Like, after the shit was over with...
He used to be so good at that.
No, but during the battle, like, he started improvising and started saying shit was hard. Like, he was off the top of the like, when Snoop was flowing at the end, like, doing this shit, and then Snoop and then DMX was like, eh. Like, I guess they got it.
He used to be one of the most feared niggas on a freestyle, bro. That hurts.
The drugs, on paper, man. DMX is supposed to, like, slaughter Snoop Dogg in the rap battle. Like freestyle battle.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. Like, that's what it used to be. A lot of drugs between now and then.
Yeah. And food.
Not drugs. Food.
Did you say and food?
Yeah.
You are funny as all fucking hell.
He's not DMX anymore. He's HMX. Horsemaster X. That nigga's the fucking biggest fuck.
CMX. Cowmaster X. Yeah.
A lot of beef out there, bro. Pause, bro.
What you really want? Move, what you really want?
Move. And it was one song where he was like, he had to bark during the song. He was tired. He's like, arf, arf. It was bad, bro. It was like
an old dog.
Yeah, old dog, bro.
Leave a dog alone, you know. Let a dog roll. Leave a dog alone. Bro, do you remember like what you felt when you fucking first heard like the Rough Riders anthem, bro?
Yeah, man.
I just remember, like, for 3 weeks hearing kids at school saying, stop. Drop, like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
Open up shop. We had them, like,
oh,
yeah, now they like, why, baby?
Rough Riders.
It was, the reason why it was so great when we were kids.
Niggas wonder why.
Niggas wanna die.
Niggas, man.
All I know is pain. All I feel is rain. Man. How can I maintain when madness on my brain? All I know is violence, right? My killers moving silent. Oh!
You know me, buddy? You don't know me, buddy.
It's about to get ugly. Whatever you know, I'm hungry. You know what that means? Come above that grit.
I'm really happy he played How's It Going Down, though.
That's his best. That's Slipping. When he played Slipping, I was like,
yeah.
Slipping, yeah. Whew. That's another one.
That's my favorite DMX song. Got to
know now. Those two songs there, I'm really happy you played those.
I was going down, slipping.
Fuck. Can't get up.
Faith Evans really made that song beautiful.
It was heavenly when she hopped on that shit.
All I want is Faith Evans.
That shit was beautiful.
Magnificent.
She slid.
Yeah.
What type of games are being played? How's it going down? She don't get her flowers in there.
Is it with me or what?
When that nigga played What These Bitches Want From a Nigga. Somebody let me know.
Cisco's at home rubbing himself with oil.
Oh man. What these bitches want from a nigga. Oh my god.
Somebody let me know.
Because there's one thing you gotta know. Yeah. I'm gonna be a nigga for life.
Yeah. Why haven't we had that as a sound clip?
I was just gonna say that we need that.
I've done it before.
Really?
Yeah.
One thing you gotta know, I'm gonna be a nigga for life.
I've done it.
We need to appreciate you more.
Yeah, because I don't remember it, but yeah. Damn. Great work.
One thing you gotta know,
I'm gonna be a nigga for life. Hey!
That's how you know, like, he was killing it. At the height of toxic masculinity, this nigga was out here singing and rolling, body rolling in oil and blonde hair. He was untouchable.
He was like, he had the hots for guys, so I mean.
Had?
I mean, he has the hots for guys, so.
Y'all are accusing this man.
Here we go.
Come on, bro. Yeah. Y'all niggas are always Captain the Crunch. One telling me to stop doing these things.
I just don't know many guys with silver hair that like girls.
Especially in the early 2000s, bro. Maybe now. Now Chris Brown and niggas is doing that shit, but if in the early 2000s, bro. On a song with DMX? Come on.
So everybody else that does something before other niggas are doing something, they're allowed to be ahead of the curve. But this guy, this guy right here.
Francisco. Go ahead. Cat Francis.
Wait. Ahead of the curve?
I'm just asking.
Did niggas eventually begin to wear platinum hair? What curve is this?
Nah, niggas is not wearing color hair. Every other artist got color hair, bro.
Like
all of them, nigga.
Like Future.
Future. Fucking T-Pain had colored hair,
Future's
my nigga.
Future's not dancing on the beach and talking about thongs and shit, nigga.
Because also,
there was all women in that video.
Future's hair doesn't match his vest and his shoes and his pants
and his jewelry and his golds.
That's a little nasty. I'm not gonna lie. Your hair match your pants. That's a little nasty.
If the hair match your vest, which you're not wearing a shirt on it. There's never, I'm telling you something about 90s R&B that really grinds my gears. Okay? And that is the shirtless vest combo.
The leather vest.
I don't know why.
I hated that shit, bro.
Matter of fact, Martin wore one of the Bad Boys. Remember that?
That shit was not cool, bro.
Niggas was wearing just a vest, no shirt. Maybe it's the fat guy in me, but I never thought, I can't.
With shades.
You mad you couldn't pull it off?
Jerry curl.
I would never want to. That's not a complete outfit. It'd be freezing.
Trash.
That sounds like you mad you couldn't pull it off.
I don't know how that sounds like it. But I expressed to you about the cold. Yes. Do you not believe me? You think I'm lying about the weather?
No, I just feel like you're just mad you couldn't pull it off.
Oh, so you're saying, no, I feel like you're lying. That's what you're saying. You're calling me a liar.
Yeah.
If you want some beef, you won't find it here at Vegetarian Delight. What you will find here is the best vegan option foods that fucking the world has to offer. You're passing me joints? I'll pass around the green. The green grass grows all around, just like these vegetables. Come here, 66 Miramar Parkway, Miramar, Florida. We're still in the game, baby. Ain't shit changed. Give us a call at 954-241-7402. 954-241-7402. Hit us up on Instagram, Delight Juice Bar. We're here for the community. Brand new menu every day. Nothing's changed. We still at it. Cash out Delight Juice Bar for no reason, by the way. Pull up. We here, baby.
66.
I'd appreciate that.
What? You know that. Send us that.
I think it's a 66. 60-60.
Yeah, 6060.
I said 66?
Yeah, it's a 66.
Oh my god.
Vegetarian girl.
Mark of the Beast. I'm so sorry.
You gonna roll that?
Yeah. You want to roll it?
No, I'm just saying, you've been playing with it for a while.
Yeah, I need to bring it down. I'm bringing it down to a fine piece. This song is called Dry Cry.
Dry Cry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sizzla. I said that right, Chris? Sizzla.
Yeah. I mean, his people don't play neither, Ben, so anytime you want to, you know. Yeah, yeah.
They'll come and get us, Ben.
Yeah.
Dry Cry.
Oh, yes.
Shout out, Sizzla. It's me, bro. It's me. It's me.
We'll be this bitch doing a dry cry. Yeah.
It's shit. Me, dog. It's me. Don't go crazy. I know him.
People have been writing us and letting us know that we have ruined the song Diary for them. And
we ruined a lot of songs for a lot of shit.
And you're welcome, okay? I hope you never hear Alicia Keys the same again.
Right.
We have now reached the DM Diary section of this year's program. We've been a program for about 100 episodes now. Mm-hmm. You have to will what you believe. If you believe that you're a program, then guess what?
You're a program.
You're a goddamn program, gentlemen.
You two motherfuckers, wake the fuck up. Get this shit right and tight.
It's tight. Pause.
All right. I don't want any bullshit from you guys tonight.
Never got any bullshit, bro.
Don't slack.
No bullshit.
Whenever you're ready, man. Hey, little bitch. Thought it was going to slack. You are a fucking predator. You're a menace to society. You need to be in prison. They need to castrate you. Old Nicki Minaj brother ass nigga. Nicki Minaj husband ass nigga. Pretty much everybody that Nicki Minaj loves ass nigga. Hey, oh, you are a weirdo. Sending pictures of your dick. We gon' tell.
We gon' tell
your secrets.
Oh,
that's right. Your secrets not safe with us. We gon' tell.
We gon' tell
your secrets.
Oh,
that's right. You just became a victim of the DM Diary. You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
You a bitch boy.
Bitch boy.
You a bitch boy.
Bitch
boy. A bitch boy. A bitch boy.
Break it down.
A honey is in jail. Penitentiary. Solitary confinement. Butt rape. Don't drop the soap. Correctional officers, huh? Probation, huh? Fucking parole hearings, nigga. Death sentence. Gone.
All of me know what you're talking about, you bitch ass boy.
Oh, boy. You know what? Somebody's got to be bitch ass girls, too, because
I'm going to be very easy on you guys this week. Plus, you did a great job.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Right.
But, Ricky, if you ever want to see this stool that has the back on it, I'm going to need you to stop going flat
this
on my
shit
bridge.
Has creaked all episode. I swear.
It has to go.
Okay, I
no,
swear.
No, it doesn't have to go. No, it's going to stay until you stop going flat on my bridge, motherfucker.
Okay, Joe Jackson.
Hey, Pamela, the intern behind the camera, can you please order on the company card 3 stools?
Please,
thank you.
Not
toots.
Shit.
Please.
Thank you, toots.
Immediately.
Shit.
3 ASAP. Stools, toots. Thank you.
Charge the company card, please.
You know what? I'm going to try that. I'm going to call a woman toots.
In 2020?
Oh, me man. Too, yo ass.
She's
going to
say you call her tits. She's going to say you call her tits.
Hey, toots. Yes.
Toots.
He said something about my breasts. I didn't really hear
toots.
Him.
Hey, toots, you still serving breakfast here?
He scared me. I had to run.
Yeah.
Niggas from the 1940s were wild. Okay.
Bugging.
Niggas from 2019 were wild. What are you doing?
This fucking DM
sugar tits
was floating around and sent to us by a goddamn listener. I don't know why a goddamn listener. A listener. This nigga says, first message, your body fire. A-OK. She says, thank you. He says, how you get it like that, LOL?
What?
She goes, LOL, chicken sandwiches and back shots.
You asking for it.
Okay. Now, where I come from. Okay. Okay. In my country, Okay. Yeah, I come from that right there's a green light. No.
Yes.
If
that
I
is,
ask
that
you,
is a green light,
if
not the green light.
How you get
light.
Your body like that and you say chicken sandwiches and back shots. Oh yeah.
That means you just want me to go to Popeyes and pull up.
So this nigga sends the shocked emoji and then he says, I've been told I make a mean chicken sandwich. I've been told I make a mean chicken sandwich. Let me know when you want me to make you one. Beautiful. She goes, I don't do this, LOL. Don't you have a girl? Oh.
Dum dum.
He goes, WYM. LOL.
What you mean for our non-texting listeners?
She goes, the woman you stay posting? Ouch. Is that not your girl? That nigga says, what you mean by, quote unquote, your girl? You can't own people. LOL.
Dum dum.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Okay.
The
brilliant.
Nigga is a ice skater.
Brilliant. Okay.
He is. Well, who's like a famous male ice skater? That's that nigga.
There are no famous male ice skaters.
It's him.
Ricky, I swear to God, I'll make you stand. Okay. I swear to God. Please. I'll make you stand.
He's gonna have to do jumping jacks. He already kicked his slippers off.
That was from the beginning of the episode, nigga.
Has he slept?
He was sleeping a second ago.
I'm making fucking jumping jacks right now.
I haven't slept, nigga. I'm on point.
He wasn't sleeping, but his eyes were closed. He just kept tapping his leg to make us believe he was awake.
You feel me?
It might have been something he worked
that
on
was
at
a
work.
Great DM diary.
What was it about?
This nigga's been like, come on, man. Don't do that.
What did he do?
Sending those stupid messages. Or
about what?
Creep.
Yeah?
He's a creepster.
What did he say to her?
Being creepy to that lady.
Yeah? How?
Don't be fucking sending her that bullshit.
About what?
I see you, nigga.
What did you see? Specifically.
Yeah, nigga. You fuck, nigga. Don't be sending them that shit no more, man.
What kind of shit? Bitch. And then he said, his last message is, how do you even remember
that? No, wait, hold on. No. I remember. She said something back to him that she shouldn't have said.
Fuck you.
No, she did. She said something back to
him. We're holding auditions for a new member of the NWO podcast. If you think you're a nigga and you have opinions, please come sign up.
He's lying, okay? Please don't sign up.
Especially
put me on my misery.
If your name is Rick or Richard, because I already have Bitchard and I like it. I prefer not to change it.
Please.
So if your name is Richard or Rick, I really appreciate it if you come through.
Please.
All right. Please. Because apparently this fucker, he's a stunt double.
Mm-hmm. Now we're going to start getting all type of stupid ass DMs from niggas named Rick.
Weird ass Richards and Ricks.
This fucking Flintstone footed fuck. I'm sad that can't be a title.
A Flintstone footed fuck can be a title, nigga. Holy shit.
All right, next message. She's rocking like this. What's up, babes? December 10th, December, okay. Hey, sup? Just cooling. What are you doing? Nothing. At 4.
By nothing, he means she didn't respond.
Right. 4:23, big question marks. Then she sends, getting my nails done. And then he sends, oh, you go come show him to me when you finish? Question mark? Nothing. Goddamn October. 2 years later.
Damn, bro. That's why you can't trust your girl male friends, bro.
Yo, this is 2 years. Good morning, beautiful.
That's why you don't trust your girl male
the following friend. Day, good morning, princess. This nigga was doing a DM. He was like, hey, this bitch never did respond to me. Let me hit her with a good morning, beautiful. Hoes, love, good morning, beautiful.
Didn't work.
2 years later?
Bitches, love, good morning, beautiful.
Damn 2 years later.
Well, you call bitches beautiful in the morning, you can't miss. Trust me.
2 years later.
It's foolproof. Guaranteed. First you say good morning, and then beautiful, and bada bing, bada boom.
Guaranteed. Years, bruh.
Bada bing, bada boom.
2 years passed.
Yeah, what happened?
You could've what happened? A lot.
You could have broke up with your man.
Almost 1,000 days went by.
Your man record podcasts all day. You could have broke up with him. You don't show you love. What you mean? I'm here now, baby.
You know what I remember? I remember the freestyle from the live show. I said, now we're doing this live podcast. And after this show, I'm going to get some pod ass.
Yes, I remember that shit. I remember that shit.
That's so stupid.
And the crowd went, and the crowd went crazy.
It's so dumb.
They was right with you. Bar. They was right there with you.
What podcast. The fuck? It's pod ass.
Pod ass. That's so fucking stupid.
He knew what pod ass was when he said it.
It's ass from the pod.
Mm-hmm. Ass from the pod, bro.
Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are?
A pod ass getter. You know
what? I dare to say, I dare to do. Whatever happens.
I dare. What
are the consequences? People being upset? Fuck them. Fuck them all to hell. Oh, man. Speaking of people, we have now reached the ask. The real nigga section of our program is where we ask our gathering of niggas here, our gaggle of niggas here, our group of niggas, our team of niggas, our assembly of niggas, a group of niggas, a school of niggas, a community of niggas.
An assortment.
Oh, of niggas.
A pride.
Of niggas.
A variety
of niggas. Well done. I thought you were out the game.
Come on, man.
But you're here.
It's you're Michael, bro.
A gang of niggas.
Gango everything. Shirts available right now.
Gang.
Cue that music.
Boom, boom.
Hey. Hey. Ooh. Ah, beat. Hit him with an ass. A real nigga. But you gotta ride with your boy, ride with your boy, ride. Nigga. Slide with your boy, slide with your boy, slide bitch ass. A real nigga. Bam. Ooh, ooh. You want a real nigga? Ask a real nigga. Black as fuck, boy. Like a gun trigger. Nigga. Nigga. Follow me on Twitter. Nigga. Nigga. Bitch, you big, I'm bigger. Nigga. 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 And I'm quick to hit her. Nigga. 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 About to roll a spliffer. Nigga. Wimmer. Nigga. 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 Chrisa. Nigga. Issa. Nigga. Bitcha. Nigga. Inna. Nigga. Hit her. Nigga. Hit her. Nigga.
Man's not hot.
Nigga. The thing goes correct. This potential, I mean, sorry, not this potential. This particular person of the Nigga Navy asked to remain anonymous, but a very good friend to the Nigga Navy. We fuck with you heavy. I was going to show everybody here so you can see your business.
There you go. Okay, all right, yeah. Just so you know what's going on here.
Let me see.
Okay.
Just so you know who it is.
She wants to remain unanimous.
Unanimous.
She wants to know. Why she sent us this meme, she was like, this is going to be my ask a real nigga question. Why niggas kiss your booty when y'all done fucking? First of all, is this a thing that everybody does?
Yes, I do it.
I've done it before.
Why? The people want to know.
Because it's fucking amazing.
Right?
That's just giving you the confirmation right there. That's the seal it. Like, yeah.
It's like signing your painting.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That shit was.
Licking your stamp.
Exactly.
Putting the icing on the cake.
Yes.
Correct.
The cherry on top.
The sprinkles.
The sprinkles.
It's like adding punctuation to the end of a sentence.
Yes. It's a period.
It's a period. Right. You complete the work. Punctuation.
Signature.
Punctuation, no punk. All right. Vet the next ask a this very next ask a real nigga question comes from Pretty Red Bone 24. And the question asks, if you guys had to sacrifice a member of the NWO podcast to make it mainstream, who would you sacrifice and why, Ricky?
Fuck you. Fuck you,
Hey, let me fucking tell you about how funny that is.
Guys, we won't have visuals moving forward. We probably lost them about 20, 30 minutes ago.
Okay.
Just so you know, when you're tuning into this YouTube episode on our YouTube channel, which you should probably subscribe to because our visuals are pretty funny. My bad. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. No, but I'd definitely sacrifice Ricky.
Why are we sacrificing Ricky? What the fuck are we talking about here?
Human sacrifice.
What?
And drinking blood.
Bro, they do that already, though, you know, for real. Real shit.
You were gone for a while. You missed a lot.
They do that shit already.
Who's they?
Them.
You guys should have this conversation after the podcast. So to answer what she said, I would definitely sacrifice myself.
Why? You have somewhere to go?
Because I hold the most value here, and you would get the most return if you sacrifice me.
It's like I don't think
Michael.
You know? I don't think that's how that works.
Come on, man. Trust me on this one.
I don't think that's how that works.
Listen to me on this one.
The Jackson 5 is not better off after they sacrifice Michael.
Exactly. So don't make that mistake, fuckers. That's what I'm saying to you.
No, it wasn't. Hey,
those niggas really thought this was their moment. You know that? They tried to do a little tour after Michael.
Poor guys. Poor fucking guys.
Idiots.
Hey.
Poor plus Chris and Ben.
Could you imagine the delusional Jacksons, bro? They're 65 thinking, okay, now Michael's finally died.
My thought process is what's this? Okay, go on tour. But all the solos are done by, what are you guys going to do? Like, what happens? You just play a tape? He's singing throughout all of the songs.
Are you going to ooh and ah for 16 minutes?
I don't understand it. The nigga been solo his whole career, if you think about it. They were always his background dancers. Like, what are you idiots going to do?
This nigga's so disrespectful, bro.
Okay? Fucking guys.
I'll be there to protect you.
You don't need that shit.
Yeah, baby. Okay, yeah. Actually, that was
it. Don't need that. We don't need that.
That was charity, really.
It was charity. We don't fucking need that.
Garbage ass niggas.
Did Michael need that at all? Never needed it.
No.
He needed kids. Ben, what are your final thoughts for this evening?
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck. Okay, now I'm awake. Fuck you. You know what he needed? He needs to get away from those fucking niggers. The same way I need to get the fuck away from you guys.
To be in jail.
So how about this? Ben, final thoughts?
He needs to be in jail.
Now, fuck you.
For putting his glittery dick in those children.
Wow.
Fucking ass.
Yo, what? Why do you guys keep, like, where are you going?
No dick was glittery.
I'm only going.
Bitch.
What?
Fuck out of here with that shit.
What are you guys talking about?
Michael Jackson and his multiple rapes.
No, there's no fucking rape, bitch.
Why?
He got fucking raped. He got fucking killed for fucking shit he didn't do. How many times I gotta fucking tell you this shit? If fucking Black Lives Matter, do I have to fucking spell this out for you, nigga?
He's not black.
The fuck you, he is black.
He's black or white.
He's done. Fuck this guy. Get me out of here, man. Fuck this guy. You had me until you started humming the music. Like, fuck you. <Dun-dun-dun-dun>. That's how niggas identify that song, too.
Oh, God. Oh, that shit was a beautiful alley. Oh. God damn. All right. Ben, what are your final thoughts?
Please make sure to go to our website, www.nwopod.com. We have merch there. And make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And again, please tell a friend to tell a friend about the podcast. We appreciate you guys continuing to listen to us. It's very much so appreciated. And thank you so much for tuning in.
Christabel, any final thoughts?
I actually had written down some final thoughts in my notes.
Lovely.
My final thoughts are, if you don't believe us, please, YouTube, the Godfather from WWF. He really did say roll up a fatty for this pimp daddy.
That's really how he did. Please Google all the black guys from the WWE.
Please, it's a treat. It is a treat.
Even though Vince McMahon steals all the money from their streams, yes,
it's a treat.
I'm sure their pension goes it goes toward their retirement plan if they have one.
I hope so.
Okay, I had to really find this final thought because it was super important to the people. Okay, right, but it's a recipe for all natural liquid Viagra.
I'm listening. I'm intrigued.
I know, as everyone should be. So you want to make sure you have sea moss as your to start. You want to make sure you got the sea moss. You want to make sure you get some maca powder, right? You want to get you some okra, some ginger, a ripe papaya. Don't take the seeds out.
Vigorously over there, like a typewriter.
A ripe papaya.
Don't take the seeds out. Make sure you put the seeds in there with it. And then at that point, you want to just blend all that together.
Milkshake.
You could do, if you don't like, it's going to come out sort of creamy. So I would put like a milk to
it. That's what she said.
Hey, listen, you drink this, boy. You're going to be on time. I'm telling you right now.
How long after I drink this concoction should I check my
drink
concoction?
Drink that for you. That's your breakfast.
My breakfast.
Yeah. When you just know when you come home, all guns is loaded.
Ready.
You're going to be like this, man. You know,
you'll
be this strong.
Like you'll be strong like this.
So basically what you're telling me is it's like drinking barbecue, 5-star.
So yeah. To be strong like this.
Strong like this all night. Big tough. All night. You be all tough. Night. Big strong guy.
You have a girlfriend, right?
You have a girlfriend?
Yeah, you have a girlfriend. Tonight.
You fuck your girlfriend?
Big strong. All night.
God, Haitian man advice is funny.
It's the worst.
It's horrible.
It's worse. It's
all Caribbean older man advice is horrible.
It's really bad advice. Hell.
They literally tell you to not do what you should not do.
I've taken their advice and it never works. It literally is the opposite. I end up on DM Diaries.
Talk to her, man.
No, I don't. No, I won't. Sorry.
Bitches, final thoughts?
I just...
You did?
Yeah, he did his. I think everybody got it in.
While we were waiting for Chris.
Mm-hmm. You damn sure did.
Come on, man. Piss daddy. Final thoughts.
Piss daddy. Piss daddy is funny. Why have we never thought of piss daddy?
That's pretty good.
It's better than
piss daddy.
It's better than bitcher.
That's all right.
Come on, guys.
I don't know if it's better than bitcher.
Piss daddy.
That's like
piss daddy is up there. Why didn't you say that when he was talking about peeing and shitting on people? Why didn't you say
that's
then?
A buzzer beater? He's piss daddy. That's right at the end of the episode.
Come on, LeBron doesn't hit buzzer beaters. Come on, I'm LeBron.
Before the song of the week,
I'm a bitch when it comes to the fourth quarter. You know that. I'm LeBron. I just said that. Pussy. I'll never be better than Michael. I'm LeBron.
I am though.
Here we go.
Wait.
No.
You know this nigga actually challenged J. Cole to a game of basketball
now? I'm mutting J. Cole.
That's more. I mean, he could be J. Cole. J. Cole's a regular nigga.
I'm mutting J. Cole and Jordan in the same day.
J. Cole isn't the best player of all time.
Y'all niggas be bugging.
No, you are bugging. You, sir. You're the bugger.
Okay.
Somebody call Orkin on him, dog.
Yeah, please. Dog. You're the bugger.
You, sir, are bugging.
We're not bugging.
It is you who have bugged. Not I.
Bugs, you're the fucking bug.
But you, sir.
Come on, Bugs.
Bugs Life has
Bugs Lightyear over here.
Bugs Lightyear.
Okay. All right. My final thoughts are this. If you're hitting her from the back, open it and see toilet paper there. It means that she didn't give a fuck about you enough to wipe completely first. Doesn't mean I'll stop. Do that information with you, Will.
Don't stop.
Don't stop. Bad boy for life. I'm not saying don't fuck. I'm just saying when you leave, really, really evaluate your relationship.
Yeah, just know where to put her.
Just know you don't care.
Yeah,
you might got a T-shirt or something.
Just know you don't have to code your cum for her.
Exactly.
2 minutes to get out of there, baby.
Yeah, beat it.
Just beat it.
No one wants to be defeated.
Hey, listen. Nobody wants to be defeated.
It's a bar, bro. That might be his title.
Because you playing with your life. This ain't no truth or dare, bro. Okay.
Yeah, it really isn't. You'll kick her and you'll beat her, and they'll tell you it's fair. Hey.
God damn, that's funny. Hey.
It's on you, baby.
No one wants to be defeated.
Yes. No one wants to be defeated.
And with that said, thank you so much for listening to the NWO podcast, Niggas with Opinions podcast. This week's song of the week comes at the hands of Big Boy and Sleepy Brown.
Thanks, Bluff.
Track title, Can't Sleep.
Thanks for listening to NWO podcast. Peace.
Shout out to all the listeners that's up listening to this. This one's for you.
A true MC when a slew of niggas singing, banging on wax cause they really out your plans. Slap pie, I done nigga wake them up, no debating. $100 do rap, I made for the wave. Another $100 for the blade on the shade. Nigga paying for followers, we try to keep it anonymous. See the sheep, don't even see the wolf till you swallow them. What your mama should've did instead of had you. Imagine, raised by the internet with no daddy. Sadly, popping pussy for the Insta book. Backwards for the face gram just to make a nigga look black at it. Love the ass crack at it. Shawty sucking on the veggie like she never had sad. Bad thing about it, she just fucking up her chances of a nigga put some carrots on the hand and trying to marry.
Last night can't sleep, girls keep calling me. This girl keep calling me. She keep on partying, yeah. Last night can't sleep, girls keep.
Can't sleep, girls keep calling me, this girl keep partying.